my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Do you ever find yourself just kind of stuck in that mental loop?
Oh, yeah.
That feeling where you know exactly what you should do, but you just, well, you don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Happens to everyone, right?
Totally. Maybe it's that, like, nagging inner voice, always making excuses. Or maybe that little bit of fear keeping you right there in your comfort zone.
Yeah, procrastinating on the stuff you know you need to change.
Exactly. It's pretty universal, isn't it?
Definitely.
Well, today on Deep Dive, we're tearing into a book that promises to face those patterns head on.
Mm-hmm.
We're diving deep into the best-selling self-help guide by Gary John Bishop, Unfuck Yourself, Get Out of Your Head and Into Your Life.
Quite the title.
Right. And forget gentle nudges, forget fluffy platitudes. This book is more like a swift kick to the complacent self.
Huh. Yeah, that's one way to put it.
So our mission for this deep dive is really to unpack how this, well, straight-talking guide gives you a truly no-nonsense approach, mm-hmm. you know, to changing your mindset, taking responsibility, living with purpose.
Yeah, the goal is to give you the key insights, mm-hmm. help you get informed on the core ideas quickly without wading through it all yourself.
Exactly. A shortcut to the good stuff.
And we've really, you know, gone to town on the sources for this one. We pulled insights from a big overview of the book, a detailed summary of the main takeaways, and even checked out some reader feedback to get a real feel for what makes it hit home for people.
So we got a pretty solid picture.
I think so, yeah. A good understanding of why it's not just popular, but why people say it actually, you know, shifted their perspective.
And what really makes Unfunk Yourself stand out, and we'll get into this, is its style. Mm. It's unapologetically direct. People call it tough love.
Definitely tough love.
And it's designed specifically to cut through all the excuses, all that self-deception we do to actually push you into doing something meaningful. It's just so different from a lot of other self-help books, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Way different. It points the finger right at you in a way.
Okay, so let's really dig into that unique style first.
Yeah.
The book uses, bold, direct language, this tough love thing we mentioned, to just slice through excuses.
Mm-hmm.
It's meant to shake people up, right? People who feel stuck or just totally unmotivated, get them out of that rut.
Right. It doesn't really sugarcoat anything.
No.
Yeah.
And that directness, that's a huge part of its power. But, like, why does that work so well? What makes it effective?
Well, it's interesting because it's more than just how it's written. It's actually central to why it works.
Okay.
There was one reader comment that really nailed it. They said they felt a little under attack, which is exactly what the author intended and exactly what I needed.
Hmm.
So Bishop deliberately avoids, you know, wishful thinking or feel good quotes.
Right. No affirmations here.
Not really. No. Yeah. The whole book is framed as a direct call to action. Think about it, Morris. Maybe self-help tries to comfort you, maybe gently guide you. This one, it's designed to confront you. And apparently, the audiobook narrator, Angus King, his Scottish accent, like the author's, really amps up that no-nonsense impact.
Oh, I bet. Like getting told off by a very blunt friend.
Exactly. A friend who won't let you off the hook.
Okay. That sounds intense, but maybe effective.
Yeah.
And what Bishop's trying to get at, like, the core message, it's a big one. Maybe uncomfortable for some.
Yeah, it can be.
You are responsible for your life. That's it. Not just a suggestion. It's like a fundamental rule.
Right.
Take full ownership.
Full ownership, yeah.
Even if that feels daunting. But what does that actually mean? Taking ownership without just, you know, beating yourself up.
Right. And that's a really crucial distinction. It's easy to hear responsible and think blame.
Yeah.
But in the bigger picture of, like, personal growth, it's not about blame at all. It's actually about empowerment. Bishop really encourages you to let go of blame and excuses for whatever happened in the past. And instead, start making powerful choices right now in the present. Accepting responsibility isn't about fault. It's the key, he says, to making the necessary changes to improve your situation.
So it's about shifting from passive to active.
Exactly. From being just an observer in your life to being the driver. He basically argues, even if you didn't cause the mess, you're still responsible for how you respond to it.
Ah, okay. That distinction's important.
Yeah, that's what frees you up to actually do something.
Okay. I think most of us can relate to that internal battle, though, that inner critic.
Oh, right? Yeah, the voice in your head.
That constant negative self-talk, or just overthinking everything until you're stuck.
Totally paralyzing sometimes.
So this book aims right for that.
Yeah.
How does Bishop suggest we quiet that down? What's the practical angle?
Well, this is where he gets pretty specific. He doesn't just say, think positive. That's too fluffy for him.
Right.
He gives you a way to actually recognize those unhelpful thoughts and, crucially, stop letting them control your actions. The goal is to silence your inner critic. Okay, so one really potent strategy that came up in the sources is to actively, and I mean actively, replace I can't with I will or I won't.
Ooh, okay. Like a conscious switch.
A very conscious, almost forceful switch in your internal language. It's designed to literally replace self-doubt with confident, positive thinking. He might even challenge you to, like, count how many times you say, I can't in a day.
Wow.
And then immediately rephrase it. You're basically building new mental habits. It reminds me a bit of cognitive restructuring, you know?
Like CBT.
Yeah.
Cognitive behavioral therapy.
Exactly, yeah. Challenging those unhelpful thought patterns. But, you know, with his signature bluntness.
Got it. Interrupting the pattern.
Precisely. Consciously interrupting those old destructive loops.
Okay, because it's so easy to get stuck just thinking about changing, right?
Yeah.
Without ever doing anything.
The classic analysis paralysis.
Yeah. And Bishop is super clear here. It's not enough to simply wish for a better life. You must take action. Wishing won't cut it. Thinking won't cut it.
Mm, I'm going to move.
So what's his trick then? How do we get from just intending to do something to actually, you know, executing it?
Well, the emphasis is just massive here. Action, not just thinking, is the key to change. He really pounds this point home.
Okay.
The book gives you practical steps to move forward, even when things feel totally overwhelming or you have no idea what's next. He urges you to commit to concrete actions that line up with your goals.
Even if they feel huge or scary.
Especially if they feel daunting or uncomfortable, he challenges you. What's the absolute smallest next step you can take? Like, ridiculously small.
Why small?
Because even a tiny action creates momentum. That's how you build real motivation and discipline. It's not about waiting to feel motivated. He flips it. He says, action creates the motivation. Like, if you want to write a book, don't wait for inspiration. Just open the laptop, write one sentence. That doing sparks the drive.
Right. I know I fall into that trap thinking about going to the gym instead of just putting my shoes on.
We all do.
And often that hesitation, it comes from fear, right? Fear of discomfort. Bishop clearly doesn't want us avoiding that.
Not at all.
He encourages you to embrace discomfort, says there's a sign of progress and transformation, which feels counterintuitive. Most advice is about finding joy, not leaning into feeling bad.
It is a big shift in perspective for a lot of people. He's asking us to completely change our relationship with difficulty.
How so?
Instead of dodging tough situations, he says, confront them head on and learn from the experience. It's not about enjoying pain, obviously, but recognizing that real growth always involves pushing your boundaries, stretching yourself.
Okay, that makes sense.
And this ties into embracing uncertainty, too. He points out, life is inherently unpredictable, trying to control everything. That's a major source of stress.
Sure.
So learning to adapt to whatever challenges arise instead of needing every outcome planned, that's liberating. It's like saying, okay, this feels uncomfortable, good, means I'm moving.
Discomfort is a compass, almost.
Yeah, exactly. A sign you're on the right track, not the wrong one.
Okay. And speaking of discomfort, that brings us right back to excuses. Our favorite things.
Huh. We all have them.
We all have our go-to justifications, right? Why we can't do something or why we shouldn't. Bishop wants us to see those for what they are. Convenient lies we tell ourselves to avoid taking responsibility.
Ouch. But probably true.
Yeah. They're just mental roadblocks we build ourselves. So how does he help us tear those down, those ingrained habits?
Well, he gives you a pretty clear process. It starts with identifying them, really interrogating yourself. Why am I saying this? What am I actually trying to avoid here?
Getting honest.
Really honest. And this connects right back to control. Bishop hammers on focusing your energy on things you can influence and letting go of the rest.
The classic Stoic idea, almost.
Very much so. Because worrying about things beyond your control is a futile exercise. He wants you to do a ruthless inventory. What can I actually affect here? And making that shift, just focusing on your circle of influence, that can bring a huge greater peace of mind and productivity. You free up so much mental energy that was just wasted before.
Right. Clearing up the mental clutter.
Exactly. Making space for actual progress.
So it's not just about fixing specific actions. It's about like rewiring our whole internal landscape.
Mm-hmm.
And beyond just doing things, the book talks about building a stronger self,
mm-hmm.
a more resilient self,
mm-hmm.
helping you become mentally stronger, find resilience, clarity, and focus.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It's not just about ticking boxes. It's about who you become.
How does that work?
Well, a key idea connects managing your internal state, your thoughts, your emotions, to living a genuinely fulfilling life. He emphasizes cultivating emotional resilience, meaning not allowing external circumstances to dictate your inner state, learning how to take charge of your emotions,
right.
building that internal strength so your happiness isn't just bouncing around based on what happens to you.
Like an internal fortress.
Sort of, yeah. And critically, for that deeper fulfillment, Bishop says you must align your actions with your core values.
Living with integrity.
Exactly. He argues that this integrity breeds authenticity and satisfaction. When what you do every day matches what you truly believe, that's where real lasting contentment comes from, not just chasing the next temporary high.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, one last biggie. Failure. Universal fear, right?
Huge stumbling block for so many people.
But Bishop tackles it. Offers a pretty provocative way to look at it. He doesn't excuse it, but he reframes it. What's his take? How do we embrace something we usually run from?
Yeah, his reframe is really powerful and honestly essential if you're serious about growth. He says, failure is not the end, but a stepping stone on the path to success.
The classic learning opportunity.
But he pushes it further. He encourages you to actively reframe your perception of failure as an opportunity to learn and grow. To see it as just a natural part of the journey toward your goals.
So not something to avoid at all costs.
Not necessarily. He's not saying aim for failure, but when it happens and it will extract the lesson, don't see it as proof you're worthless. See it as data.
Ah, data. I like that.
Right. It's feedback. So instead of I failed, the mindset becomes, okay, I learned X from that. Now I'll adjust and try again. It keeps you in the game, taking risks, iterating. You need that for any real achievement.
Okay, so wrapping this up, what's the big takeaway for you, our listener? Unfucking. Yourself is definitely not a gentle hug of a book.
No warm fuzzies here.
No.
No.
It's a blunt, no-nonsense wake-up call. It's designed to give you the tools, mindset shifts, and motivation to really grab the reins of your life, quiet that inner critic, and change your goals with serious determination.
And, you know, while the core advice, take responsibility, act, face fear might not be totally revolutionary if you've read other self-help stuff.
Right, the concepts aren't brand new.
Exactly. But its unique style, that relentless focus on personal responsibility, it feels really refreshing. And it absolutely forces you to challenge yourself in a way few other books do.
It's quick, too, right? High impact.
Yeah, quick read, high impact. Someone described it as definitely worth a go if you're looking for something a bit different. It's meant to be absorbed fast and, more importantly, used immediately.
Right. Because Bishop really stresses that power of immediate action over just thinking about it forever.
Right.
The time to change is now, not someday when you magically feel like it.
Mm-hmm. Action first.
So as you think about this deep dive into Unfunker yourself, here's a final thought. What's one uncomfortable step, just one small one that you could take today, rather than just thinking about taking it tomorrow?